We are going to begin with public forum. We want to lay down a few things that most of you know, but some of you might not know. First of all, we're going to listen to you tonight, those that have signed up to be speaking. We cannot take any board action tonight, so if you thought something was going to be resolved tonight, the other thing is that those who have been set up to speak, who have petitioned to speak, will be given 3 minutes. Nicole is going to be your timer. At the end of 3 minutes, you must stop. We have a lot of people. At first, we were going to set the forum at 15 minutes. I've added 10 minutes to that, so it'll be 25 minutes to what you need to do. Now, I'm going to just read this. The orderly process of the board meeting will not be interfered with. Only those speakers recognized by the board president will be allowed to speak. Comments by others are out of order. If disruptive, the individual making comments or other individuals causing disruption may be asked to leave the board meetings. Any defamatory comments made during public comment are the sole responsibility of the individual making those comments and could subject the individual to legal action. Individuals who have a complaint about employees will bring their complaint to the board only after they have followed board policy addressing these complaints. And I already said about the no action. And that's kind of where we're at. Remember that most of you are upset by a person that's an employee of this district. Remember what you said, that be careful. You do want to hear your thoughts and what you want to say. So we will start first with Becky Dix.
I have discovered that there have been comments and speculation made in regard to my actions personally and in regard to a portion of the teaching staff at CCSD. Just last night, an additional email was sent out to all parents in the district. I am here to clarify these items. Following the board policy, I have documented and shown that my first district concern was raised in July of 2021. I had my first meeting with Dr. Burla in October, following the next steps of board policy, when there had not been a resolution. In the months of January and February, there were several meetings with members of the administration, and it was not until we were unable to reach a successful resolution that we asked to meet with Dr. Burla, President Pastor Cindy Johnson, and Vice President Monica Newland on April 7th. However, to current date, we have been denied the chance to present our documentation to the board, making it impossible for the board to have all the information to make a fully educated decision in regard to these matters. According to the Iowa Association of School Boards, one of the board's key standards is policy and legal. It states that the board should lead to sound policy, ensuring transparent, ethical, legal operations, and this includes the following items. Ensuring that board and district actions are in compliance with state and federal laws, appropriately addressing legal issues when they arise. Modeling ethical and legal behaviors which enable the board to stay focused on district goals. Establishing policies and ensuring processes that are open and accountable. To be very clear about our concerns as educators and professionals, we are not addressing the board because we are resistant to change. We are also not to be minimized as a subset of negative, disgruntled employees. This would be a false, although very easy, way to diminish our very real and documented concerns. Here is what we do care about. We care about following board policy. We care about following best practice in every facet of education. We care about following the Department of Education's guidance and policy. We care about following Iowa Code for Schools. We care about a safe, positive, respectful culture at Carroll Community Schools so all staff feel respected and valued. This is what drives teacher retention so our students have the best educators in the classroom. We care about all of this because we know this is what makes a successful school district, where all of our students can achieve their highest potential. Never question that. I ask you emphatically to not follow a dismissive narrative that would negate the passion of this highly driven and dedicated group of teachers who are here tonight.
Thank you. Caitlin Kaufman. Thank you. Okay, if I mispronounced your name, I apologize, but it's Cassie or Casey Burke?
Casey.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Casey Burke. I have 4 children in the school district, and I have been invested in the school for 10 years, and I have another 10 years left. I'm here tonight because of great concerns that have been brought me in front of me with an administrator and staff. I have kept my ears open and asked questions throughout the year, and once I heard teachers and administrators leaving, I became more diligent in asking more questions about what was going on. I could not believe my ears when I heard some of the issues these teachers were dealing with. They feel defeated and unsupported by the administration and the school board that should be fighting for them. As the administration and school board, it's my opinion that one of the most important things about your job is to make sure that your staff is taken care of and feel supported and heard, so in return, they can feel confident and secure in their job of educating our children. When such a high number of complaints comes forward, I would think it would be a red flag and respectfully take the work for the issues and do what is best for those that are the receiving end of such attacks. I know in the past administrative leave has been used while investigations and complaints being completed. With such an excessive amount of complaints being made, why is this not being done in this situation? Especially with how issues such as this can completely bring the morale of staff down and affect the way they perform their jobs. Administrative leave is not a punishment. It is used to protect all parties involved to be able to investigate a matter thoroughly and properly. School is supposed to be a safe haven for our kids. How can we expect it to be a safe place for our kids if it isn't for our teachers? We grind into our kids' heads, if you see something, say something. If someone is being bullied, stand up for them and include everyone. How in the world can we expect our kids to do this when we can't do this as adults? I've heard so many people say this has gone too far, is being blown out of proportion, and parents shouldn't be involved. My children spend the majority of their time at the school with these teachers and these coaches. This is my business. Transparency within the school system is becoming a thing of the past, and that is very scary for our parents. An example of that would be the email that was sent out last night to the district. Just to clarify, 50 is the number of claims in that binder you all refuse to look at. 50 is the number of openings in the district, which is easily found on the Teach Iowa website. Nowhere did anyone ever say 50 teachers are leaving. Verbiage is key. Words matter. They can be used as a form of information or manipulation. I feel this was done to silence concerns people have and put a band-aid on a gaping wound within the administration. These complaints need to be taken seriously. It is imperative for the board to look at these binders so they can have all the information on what these teachers have dealt with in black and white. I can understand how the board thinks it is not their mission to be involved, but there comes a point when you need to do the right thing. In order to make any kind of comment about the situation, you need to hear more than one side. Please don't sit back and wait for the end of the day.
Thank you.
Have you all reached out to get this information? Obviously not. It's easy to find.
These people are the heart of our district. They deserve our support. I have not only lost many hours of sleep laying there thinking of just how I could help them, but I've also cried more times than I think of hearing what they endure. What is going on is not right, it's not only needs to be addressed, but stopped. We are a district with supposedly a zero tolerance for bullying. Where is that zero tolerance now? I am a true believer that we are seeing their lead by transparency, inspiration, fear, and humility. Or they can choose to lead with self-proclaimed power and fear. As you can tell, they look at the service community will not see it through the letter. The chance of redemption from a dark shadow that follows someone's passionate extended when a condition was offered to CCSC. That redemption was ruined, first concern came forward. A mistake is a mistake is set to fight. It's a choice. As I try to reflect on incognito, the tough times either equally either scatter or unite. This has completely united our community with our teachers. That alone is an amazing feat. Unfortunately, the negative is that the trust between the teachers and administration and the community district and board is gone. Let us all remember, board members are elected seats. We were not hired by the school independently or anyone specific within the board for the school. You were elected by us, your district community, to represent us, to be transparent, and to stand strong for our community. You are elected to have oversight, to not only assure, but question and research what you are being told is indeed true, even if it's coming from administrative, including superintendent. I'm asking you to please step forward now. After what I have heard from some of you saying about those being vocal, such as parents and teachers included, it's clear that you have almost all passed over with all of us. Thankfully, it's not your judgment, I live for life. Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Carrie Trecker. My oldest daughter graduated from CCSC in 2011, followed by graduations in 2014, 2019, and I currently have a child attending CMS. Last night, I received an email that was sent to CCSC parents wanting to address potential inaccuracies. I would like to address one of those issues. The email stated that there are 19 teacher resignations this school year. How many other resignations, non-teacher, have there been? Have exit interviews been conducted with all resigning staff, especially the administrators, as this has been expressed as an interest of the board? Have you identified the top reasons for departure and implemented strategies to address these reasons? Are evaluations being done by administrators to evaluate staff, and staff in turn evaluate administrators? Are the concerns of these evaluations being addressed before resignations are handed in, as the main goal is to always retain our staff? In the current job market, with fewer teachers and more open positions, which total 47 in the Carroll Community School District, how are you addressing the current tension between staff and administrators? What happens when this tension is expressed to potential new hires, who in turn do not accept positions or even apply? What happens when we can't fill these positions, of which 19 are teaching positions? What impact does this have on our students? The Iowa Association of School Boards has set standards for effective school boards. One is to be a visionary team in partnership with the superintendent based on clear expectations and accountability. Another is to foster a culture that enables excellence and innovation. A third is to provide effective leadership for quality instruction and high ethical student learning and builds the collective community, commitment of community and staff to achieve student learning goals. Can you, as school board members and administration, honestly say that you are actively working toward achieving these goals? Or are you passively standing by, complicit in the tension between staff and members?
Thank you, Jerry. Jim Friel.
I choose to withdraw my comments at this time. Please allow the next person an opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Jim. Pam Austin.
Good evening. My name is Pam Austin. I teach business at the high school. I have 28 years of experience in education, and in the fall of 2022, I will begin what will probably be my final year before retirement. In those 28 years, like all instructors, I have experienced a lot of change, a lot of growth, and I've experienced a lot of leadership styles. But I would have to say that this year has been one of the most challenging. challenging years of my career. Why? Because I feel that the concerns of CCS and staff have not been taken seriously. Please know that many of the 50-plus teachers who attended a meeting earlier this semester to discuss their concerns are unable to attend because they are contractually obligated to be at one of the many sporting events this evening. Therefore, do not automatically think that a teacher's absence is due to a lack of concern. As teachers, we reported our concerns via email throughout December and January. We held a meeting with Dr. Berlaw on February 1st, yet we received no response from him after the meeting regarding resolutions for the issues we brought forward. In April, there was a meeting with Dr. Berlaw and two board members. After this meeting in April, the teachers in attendance did receive a response from Dr. Berlaw. Prior to the board members' involvement, there were no action steps or resolutions offered to teachers on their concerns. One has to ask, why were these issues not resolved in February or March, and instead allowed to continue and build? Why was action not taken earlier or resolution not already put into place? Using the Iowa Association of School Boards as a guide, a school board has a responsibility to foster a safe and secure environment for students, staff, and visitors. We ask you to seriously consider all of the factors and the effects of our concerns. Although you were encouraged to not accept the documentation we offer, we hope that your desire for transparency and understanding will prompt you to do so now. We are appealing to the Carroll Community School Board to hear our concerns, review our documentation, and ask the tough questions that need to be asked. As teachers, we work diligently to provide the best educational experience for our students. But in order to do so, we need to ensure a positive environment, not only for our CCSC students, but also for our staff.
That is the real reason we're here tonight. We have two speakers left with 2 minutes to go. I'm standing for both speakers to speak. I'm asking for Erin Comstock at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, my name is Erin Comstock. I have been teaching at Rosebud for Carroll High School for the past 6 years. After moving from Illinois, where I worked over 20 years in a single district, as a special education teacher, then an assistant principal, and finally a building principal. Thanks to the education community and parents are involved in their child's education and high school. However, I want to make one thing very clear. A public meeting is not our goal. We formally approached administration in December, following all policies and procedures to express our concerns. The communication continued through January, to another meeting in February, then again sharing additional concerns in March, and yet another meeting in April, because a public meeting was not our goal. Our situation didn't evolve overnight. Rather, many sleepless nights, worrying and stressing about an unsure future for our school. We were looking to voice our concerns in hopes of supporting the school district's vision, mission, and goals. We want to work together. We want to help create a safe environment for all staff and students. We want change that is thought out, meaningful, and supportive of all of our students. We want to do this as part of a team, but we also want to know that you're listening to us, respect us, and will not condone anything that implies something less. Until we are now here. When you walk away from the meeting this evening, you find a private moment to yourself to reflect on everything that has happened. Ask yourself how we came to this point. Remember, the public meeting is not our goal. Expressing our concerns, sharing with you full documentation to allow you to make informed decisions, improving our schools and working together for our own goals. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amy Canusa. Amy Canusa. This concludes our public forum with you. I appreciate all of you coming here, and I'm glad to listen to what you have to say. And we are going to now let you get off of those uncomfortable benches, and we're going to return to the boardroom for the official meetings. So thank you very much.